Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We all want to go one-on-one with the Great One. And while that catchphrase always sounded great, this was a man rhyming the word one with one, and when Nickelback does that, we give him hell. Anyway, that doesn't matter, and yes, that was a pun. Given the status of The Rock, though, nobody would ever turn down the chance to wrestle him because your stock is about to go through the roof even if you lose. So just imagine your world if the idea is pitched, and then the people's champ says no. It has happened, however, so I am Simon from What Culture, and this is 10 WWE Wrestlers The Rock Refused to Wrestle. Number 10, Bray Wyatt. When Bray Wyatt was getting ready to wrestle Randy Orton at WrestleMania 33, he had a secret. Randy Orton wasn't his first choice. Nobody tell the Viper. Given that a year prior, The Rock had arrived and ruined the Wyatt family, though, including the Hollywood star, insinuating that Bray had eaten a few too many hot pockets, what better way than to capitalize on that by doing Wyatt versus Rocky? Sounded pretty good. During an ESPN interview, Bray even laid down the challenge, saying The Rock is the biggest star in the world. If he's watching, why doesn't he come down his way and we can finish this once and for all? It never ended up happening as The Rock was filming TV shows Ballers, which took priority, but the offshoot of that was Wyatt never got his match. Maybe next year. Number 9, Billy Gunn. We did a whole video on this, so please do go check that out if you'd like even more info, but all of this did go down in 1999. Billy Gunn had done so well in the New Age Outlaws, the WWF wanted to see if he could make it as a single star, so quickly put him in a program with The Rock. The whole point was to use Rocky's shine to make fans believe Gunn was on his level. And the short version is it didn't really work. The Brahma Bull wrecked him during an iconic promo that's still talked about today, and then he was booked in a Kiss My Ass match at SummerSlam. I mean, that is never great. When it was all said and done, the powers that be changed their mind and Billy was moved back into the tag team scene, and all of this was backed up courtesy of Bruce Pritchard on his podcast. To quote the man himself, he said, "The Rock hated it." So there you go. To Gunn's credit, he has talked about all this after the fact and said he had a hoot doing it and would do it again in a heartbeat. So that guy gets it. As soon as we were done with the hottest show of the summer, though, do not think otherwise. The Rock was happy to swiftly move on to other things. Number 8, Shawn Michaels. During the mid-90s, Shawn Michaels was the WWF champion and Dwayne Johnson was the young up-and-comer. Apparently, they did not get on. Bret Hart has always said that the Heartbreak Kid went out of his way to bully The Rock, realizing the potential he had. For some reason, we just did this back then. And during a period where Michaels was away from the company, we all know what happened, the Great One became the man. Shawn would return to WWE in 2002 and decided a program between these two would be good for business, but The Rock never forgets. He allegedly turned down these offers, remembering what had happened in the past. There was also extra rumblings about how HBK had treated some of Rocky's family and other wrestling promotions, which Johnson was also not keen about. Chris Jericho, of all people, talked about this during a Facebook live stream and said that as far as he knew, it was down to Michaels insulting The Rock when he was a kid in Hawaii. There is some evidence to this too. Remember that SmackDown where Michaels superkicked Rocky to help Triple H win? We never got any kind of follow-up there. This could very well be why. Number 7, Triple H. The Rock and Triple H not only worked together a ton, but boy howdy did they have some bangers. They traded the WWF title constantly in 2000, and their rivalry became so heated, it had some ramifications backstage. They each wanted to be the best, so pushed the other as much as they could. Due to this, though, when they were coming out the other side of it, there was mad respect between the two. Triple H has said The Rock was an inspiration. Rock has responded saying he sees them as brothers, so they're as thick as thieves. As it was all peaches and cream, the pair decided it would be great to do one more WrestleMania match, which is why way back in 2014, the duo bumped heads on SmackDown, where they essentially said, "Hey, let's go one more time at the show of shows." Given that it's now been 7 years since, I don't think it's gonna happen. The short version is that Rock's Hollywood career just got so big he didn't have any time, so when the official offer from WWE came in, he turned it down. You can't blame him. Probably made $10 million from whatever else he was doing. I mean, how stupid is that? Number 6, Brock Lesnar. Another similar situation came in the form of the one and only Brock Lesnar. Rock versus Brock Round 2 had been booked for many a WrestleMania, the earliest being 30, but there was also talk for it at 31, and even the Great One admitted to this. He tweeted these words in 2013. It was meant to be for WrestleMania 30. We didn't do it. Maybe we'll do it at WrestleMania 31. If we had ever sorted this, it would have been huge, especially as their previous encounter had been all the way back at SummerSlam 2002. Lesnar won that as well, so you could easily sell it as The Rock coming back for revenge. Plans also called for Rocky to storm to the ring after Mania 29 on Raw and call Brock out to do another year-long build, but then disaster struck. During his second once-in-a-lifetime match against John Cena, Rock tore his abdomen and abductor so badly he needed surgery right away. This meant no Monday night appearance, but also huge delays to his filming schedule that cost movie studios millions of dollars. Worried this could happen again, the most electrifying man in all of entertainment had to say no to these Brock Lesnar pitches, and here we are still without it. And I doubt it's ever going to happen. Number 5, Randy Orton. Randy Orton took his shot in 2019. He started tweeting The Rock telling him to get his ass back to WWE and face the Legend Killer. This didn't work. The Viper and the People's Champ had already faced off at WrestleMania back in 2004 as part of a tag team match, but Orton thought the idea of third generation superstar versus third generation superstar was an easy narrative to tell and sell. He was most likely right. Randy started all of this knowing too that The Rock was going to appear on the first SmackDown on Fox, so he didn't mess around. He mentioned April the 5th, he talked about WrestleMania 36, he even copied in John Cena and told him to go and talk to his Hollywood buddy. Dwayne did reply amazingly and basically said he was scared. It was tongue-in-cheek, of course, but Rock admitted after the beatdown he had received at Mania 20, he didn't fancy going through it again. This was likely another situation where The Rock just didn't have the time, but I always thought that was quite a nice response. Putting the other guy over, it always works. Number 4, Roman Reigns. Now, I do think this will happen eventually, especially now Roman Reigns is a massive bad guy. It would also tie into his tribal chief head of the family storyline, and it would do huge business. People would love it. It's also well known that The Rock would like a proper send-off given he got injured in his last proper match, and when asked about Roman in interviews, Dwayne Johnson is more than receptive. He thinks it would be a great idea. This set WWE bigwigs into fever mode, though, so they pitched this for WrestleMania 37, but there was an issue. There wasn't going to be many fans, if any at all. The global pandemic had ruined wrestling from a live point of view, and The Rock wasn't going to come back to a bunch of LED screens, that much was obvious. This does leave the door open for Mania 38, or more likely, Mania 39. That is scheduled to be broadcast from LA, the home of Hollywood, so why not induct The Rock into the Hall of Fame, and then have him say goodbye forever. It makes sense to me, which is why they won't do it. Number 3, Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan could wrestle anyone. Just go and watch the Survivor Series 2018. He took on Brock Lesnar and had such a good match with him. Stands to reason he'd love to do that again with The Rock. This had some interest in the social media sphere too, when in 2019, Bryan tweeted that he wants a match with the former WWE champion, mainly down to the amount of times his daughter has made him listen to the song You're Welcome from The Rock's film Moana. Dwayne Johnson saw the funny side and replied that he'll be jobbing again in the spirit of being a girl dad, and even finished off by saying, hell yeah, let's do it. Nothing ever came of this for many obvious reasons, but I tell ya, that is a damn shame. You don't think Bryan would make Rocky look better than he has done in years? Bullshib, that man knows how to do it. If you do want to see them interact, you can zoom back to 2012 where they had a stare off in the ring. It ended with Daniel being rock bottom out of his shoes. Number 2, John Cena. The Rock and John Cena had the most successful box office feud in modern WWE. They made a ton of money, which is why they did it twice, and the amount of negotiating this took was ridiculous, or so it is said. The main reason for this is because before we even got here, Rocky felt disrespected by a man who can't be seen. I can see why too. Cena had been very vocal in the media about Dwayne Johnson and his transition from the ring to Hollywood. Before he did return in February 2011, The Rock hadn't been involved with WWE for years, leading John to say, while Mr. Johnson is a fantastic person, he doesn't understand why he's not back in the ring. He then took it a step further by dropping the line, "Don't fuck me around telling me you love wrestling when you're doing something else." Tell me what you really think, John. Cena has had to eat humble pie since then, as not only has he realized the error of his words, but he's also followed the exact same path. In short, he gets it now and would also like some of that sweet pie. Number 1, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon and Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey had an awesome WWE debut. She teamed with Kurt Angle to take on the McMahons, and everyone agreed after the fact this was great. It wasn't actually meant to be the Olympic gold medalist, though. The first person in this slot was The Rock, which would have followed up very nicely from their interaction at WrestleMania 31. The Great One and Ronda had verbally destroyed the game and Steph, as well as knocked them on their ass. We needed a payoff, and it was meant to be in 12 months' time. There was so much goodwill to make sure this one happened too, but again, Johnson's schedule became so nuts that when push came to shove, he had to make a call, and WWE was never going to win that battle. Do not forget the big bag of cash and the lack of being punched in the face. Angle was drafted in instead as Rock promoted his new film Rampage, and during that tour said that he and Vince McMahon had been going back and forth trying to figure it all out. The final nail in the coffin was that Dwayne was going to be in Shanghai during Mania weekend. Yeah, that'll do it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.